Well, back then with the old BBC microcomputer, there wasn't exactly a lot it could do. It was the 10 print, whatever you wanted to print on the screen.
Right.
20 go to 10, which meant it would just keep doing that, printing that one line. And then you just type run. And then up on the screen would scroll whatever you'd put. And people would just put like, ooh, Adam is the best or something like that. And I went in and changed it because it was all stored on one of those massive, big, old-fashioned floppy disks and put things like, and all sorts. Swear words, in effect. So when people ran it, swear words stole up the screen.
You were a horrible child at school.
I was terrible.
I would have hated to have been one of your teachers.
I do feel sorry for them. There was one supply teacher we called the Equalizer, because he looked like him, who we used to take the mickey out of him mercilessly, and every time he was talking to you, we'd just go really loudly in his face, whoa, whiskey breath! He used to annoy him so much that, you know, when you lined up outside the classroom door, when he came to open the door, we walked in. When I went to go, and he just turned me around and walked me back out again. I didn't even get to go in the lesson. I had to wait outside the whole time.
But you weren't even allowed
in. No, because he knew that I'd just be a jerk, so he wouldn't even let me go in the classroom. I had to wait outside for the whole lesson.
Did you ever go to any of your lessons?
Some of them. I did go to some lessons.
That's funny.
Did you ever set fire to anything at school?
Yes. Some paper towels with a Bunsen burner.
Oh, Bunsen burners were fun.
We used to sit at the back in every lesson, but we were sat in the back in the science lesson and we had the Bunsen burners on. We got a load of those paper towels and set them on fire.
Green ones.
Green ones. Yeah, because we thought it would be quite funny, but then obviously they started floating around on fire.
Oh, my God.
At which point the teacher got annoyed.
Can you believe that?
Can you believe this?